Pennsylvania and Delaware reported their first cases of Zika this week. As WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, officials stress the cases pose no threat to the public, but they are reminding those traveling to Zika-affected regions to take preventive measures.
The two cases in Pennsylvania and one in Delaware involve travel to a part of the Caribbean or Americas where the virus is widespread. The three females experienced mild symptoms. Dr. Carol Rite, who oversees public health for Delaware, said in a conference call the state's confirmed Zika case comes as no surprise.
This is not unexpected, given the number of reported cases nationally and internationally. I want to emphasize that there is no threat of local infection from this case.
Philadelphia's health department says it's not aware of any cases among area residents. Nationwide, about three dozen Zika cases have been confirmed, including one in New Jersey. All have been travel-related. The virus is mainly transmitted through mosquitoes, and the one that's been linked to the outbreaks is not present in this region. Officials stress the best way to avoid Zika and other viruses while traveling to affected areas is to prevent mosquito bites. That includes using repellent containing DEET and sleeping under nets. Zika symptoms are generally mild, but scientists are concerned about a possible link to serious birth defects among newborns of infected moms in Brazil. For that reason, officials here are advising pregnant women who've traveled to affected areas to be tested, even those who don't have symptoms. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.